Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Yesterday was Memorial Day, but this is Tuesday morning. It was a three-day weekend, and I hope we all survived. It is also the first day of June. We are through the month of May. It is Tuesday, June the 1st, 2021. 6-1-21, 15 minutes past the hour, which means we are also 20 days away from the first day of summer. Now, yesterday, Memorial Day, is typically called the kickoff of summer, but actually the first day of summer does not come until June 21st, so we've got 20 days now until the first day of summer, so get ready for that. Now, this morning, what we're going to do, if you've been listening to the program, it's been a couple weeks now, we gave away two prizes that Angie Evers gave to the station Angie and I, when we were over in Amish country in Sugar Creek a few weeks ago. We got some unique things that you really cannot get in Marion. And we gave away two of those. We gave away salsa. That was also partly our Cinco de Mayo trivia contest. Corn salsa is what it was from over in Amish country. And we also gave away popcorn that popped off the cob. So those were the first two prizes that we gave away. Now, we still have two more prizes that we have not given away yet. And so we're going to do that this morning. We won't give it away this morning. We'll do like we have been doing. I'm not going to tell you what the prizes are, but I can tell you these are two really good prizes. And I'm not even sure which one I'm going to give away tomorrow, but trust me, you'll be happy if you are the winner. And we're going to do it like we always did it. We're going to do trivia questions this morning. If you get a trivia question right, just call in. Give us your name, and you will go into a drawing, and tomorrow morning, Wednesday, we will draw a name out, and you will win the prize that we have selected, one of the two remaining prizes. So that's how we're going to run this morning here on WWGH Radio. But before we get to that, I want to talk about two things. Now, Friday on this station, we had a tremendous amount of fun with our Warren G. Harding impersonator and Bobby Ray the Kazoo Man doing 1920s music and Warren Harding giving speeches on the front porch. It was just tremendous. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was driving downtown over the weekend, and that road's completely opened up there by Hotel Harding.
Uh-oh, we finally got it.
Yep, the fence is down, all the equipment's down, so.
Now, is that Cummins Avenue?
I'm not sure what it is.
I can't remember the name of that.
That's the reason why I didn't say the name.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember. It's a little tiny street. So they have finally finished construction there by the Harding Hotel, and the street's completely open again.
Yep, it was this weekend when I went by.
Well, that is great for...
That's good news.
Yeah, for us heading into summer. What did you think of the... did you do anything fun for Memorial Day?
No.
No? Just... Hey, it was beautiful weather.
A nice day out, though.
It certainly was a nice day.
Beautiful day.
What did you think of the program on Friday with President Harding and the Kazoo Man?
Oh, well, that was good.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. I think we might do something similar coming up again because so many people really seem to like that program.
You know, I'd like to hear him talk about that Tulsa bet. You know, what Harding was thinking, you know, during that bet in Tulsa, 1921.
Well, did you hear the speech he delivered Friday in regard to that?
No, did he talk about that?
He did. I think it was the third hour Friday morning, so from 10 to 11, and he gave a speech that he had given right after that, and it was very interesting.
No, I didn't catch. I didn't get to listen to all of it.
Well, I tell you, it's still in the repeat, so if you happen to catch that third hour from Friday, it was really something.
Yeah, I'll concentrate on that, but here to get here, I'll make sure I listen to it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear about the street downtown, though. Thanks for the update.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, there you go. One of our long scourges here in town, the street next to the Harding Hotel, apparently is up and running again. So we're glad to hear about that. It's just, you know, that became such a big issue. Number one, because the street was closed for such a long time. And number two, it's one of the few two-way streets there. Well, it's the first one that comes up, really. I can't think of any other. I mean, there are some alleys there. But it's really the first two-way street that you can get from Center to Church on. So if you miss your destination on Center or Church Street, that's one of the few streets that goes both ways. I think the next one would be down by the funeral home, and a lot of people really don't want to go down all that far to get turned around. Go ahead, caller.
That street is Orchard Street.
Orchard. Now, which one's Cummins? No, apparently we don't know where Cummins Street is. Okay, that's Orchard Street. But where is Cummins Street then? Cummins Avenue? I'm not sure which one that is. So that's Orchard, that little tiny street there next to the Harding Hotel is Orchard. I don't know where Cummins is. It seems like I've been on Cummins more than Orchard, but you know, I tell you, one that I have never been really good with street names, especially over here on the West End, because I really have never spent much time over here on the West End. I didn't grow up on the West End. I have never lived. Well, I lived on South Prospect Street, I think, for 2 years. That's it. Go ahead, caller.
Cummins Street is the street beside the library, isn't it?
See, I don't know. I can't. It might be. I don't know. I know Elm is over there. Is that Cummins right next to the library?
I think. I don't know for sure.
Yeah. I can't remember. What's the little alley there? Well, I guess it's a street off of Mount Vernon Avenue.
That might be it. I don't know.
That
for
could
sure.
be. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear the streets opened up again, though. We're glad to hear that.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Orchard is opened back up over there by the Harding Hotel. But yeah, I never lived over here on the West End, except for the 2 years I lived on South Prospect, and I never really went down Bell Fountain Avenue that much because there was really no purpose to go down that part of town. I mean, when I lived on South Prospect for those 2 years, I would always, 9 times out of 10, I went up Delaware Avenue or I went back down Main Street or I went out to the east end of town via the boulevard. So I never really spent much time going through these West End streets. Now, I know a lot of people lived over here in the West End, especially when they were growing up, but I just didn't grow up in this part of town, so I never really paid much attention to a lot of these street names over here. Now, one thing, Saturday, I was at the Martha Dowse dance recital here in Marion, and it was interesting because I had to come over here to the studio for something. And as I was coming by the studio, I was passing back down the boulevard to get back over to River Valley High School. And the protesters were out there in front of the Harding Memorial again. Now, apparently, this has become an every weekend thing. But I really am not sure what they're protesting. Now, I know a lot of people have called in here and said they are for Trump in 2024, but I looked this time and I did not see a single Trump flag. And They had a PA system out there, but you really can't hear. I even rolled down my window and tried to drive slow, and I could not hear what the guy on the PA system was saying at all. And there were three or four other people there, and they were holding the American flag. And I'm not sure. I just don't know what it signified. The problem is, when you're doing a protest like that, now my guess is that they're in front of the Harding Memorial so people can see them. You know, because they're right out there by the street. And a car, because you're driving, you don't want to take your eyes off the road too long. You can't really stop and read a sign right there at the corner of the boulevard and Delaware Avenue. So when you make your signs, you probably should have one sign that is just great big letters and why you're protesting, or what your rally is about, or what the thing is about, because, you know, nobody has been able to call in here yet and tell me exactly what it's about. Now, a lot of people have called in and thought it was Trump 2024. A lot of people have said it was anti-vaccination. I don't know what it is. And I'm not sure why they're out there every weekend, because I'm not sure what the goal is. And most people driving by did not seem, it didn't look to me, to understand why they were out there, because there wasn't a big sign really telling you why they were out there. Now, I don't know. It's a tricky thing, because I know that the Harding home owns or oversees the Harding Memorial, but I don't know if they actually own it. I don't know if it's considered private property or it's got to be public property because people visit it all the time, and it's a final resting place. But I, you know, people take graduation pictures on it and prom pictures on it and things of that nature. So I don't know if they're way out by the street because they want to be seen, or way out by the street because that's considered a public sidewalk. I don't really know the whole story behind it. Does anybody know what's going on with the protesters on Delaware Avenue, corner of Delaware Avenue and the Boulevard every weekend? And I've seen them on Sunday, I've seen them on Saturday, and it's been going on now for well over a month out there, and I'm just not sure what purpose they're going for. I wish we knew. Maybe we could understand, and people who want to help their cause can. I just don't know what it is. If anybody knows, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And to be honest, I was in a little bit of a hurry on Saturday to get back to the dance recital, but I thought about pulling over and asking them, but that's a very difficult place to pull over, because you can't really just stop dead in the middle of the boulevard and throw your blinkers on and pull over to the side. So the nearest place you can really stop to park is the Harding Memorial parking, which is about 30 or 40 feet down the road from where they are. And if you're on a time schedule, it's kind of hard to do that. But that's the way it goes. So if anybody knows anything about that, give me a buzz. Or if you did anything fun over Memorial Day, give me a buzz. Anything interesting went on? Did anything interesting go on in your world? 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to tell you, before we get on to the trivia here this morning, I do want to let you know about the Memorial Day event, the annual Memorial Day event that I have at my house every year. Now, yesterday was kind of interesting, because we had planned. Now, basically, the group yesterday was going to be myself, my mother, Angie Evers, Jeannie Evers, her mother, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Jeff Ruth. And all of those people showed up. So that was pretty much the group for yesterday's cookout. And we were all having a good time. Everybody showed up. We were sitting out in the garage. It was a great day. And by the way, we had great food. Angie made a strawberry pie that was delicious, and there was no pie left when the party was over yesterday. Absolutely no pie left. And also made no-bake cookies. And as many of you know, no-bake cookies are very difficult to make, so she did a tremendous no-bake cookie selection. And Jeannie, Angie's mother, made a fruit salad that I think Mary Ellen Withrow asked for the recipe for. It was so good. And this was a very delicious fruit salad. Had some pudding in it. Very, very, very good dessert. And also did some baked beans, which were really good. And we had, we just had a spread. Jeff Ruth brought some potato chips and dip. And we had, my mother brought macaroni salad and some kind of strawberry cake. And Mary Ellen brought a little meat and cheese tray. So it was very good. We really had some good food there yesterday. So everybody showed up to that degree, everybody I just mentioned, and we were all having a good time. And then all of a sudden, about 3:30, here comes Terry Tackett from the station here, who I had not seen really in quite a while. It'd been a while since I'd saw Terry. I know he comes in at night from time to time, but I really probably hadn't seen him in about a month. And here he comes. So he joined the party and was having a good time. And then later on in the party, as the party continued to go on, sometime after 4 o'clock, here came Amy and Tim. Amy is Jeannie's other daughter, and Angie's sister, and Tim, her husband, and their three kids, and they showed up for a little bit and had a little bit of strawberry pie and joined the festivities. So we really, really, really had a great time yesterday. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun. Think everybody had a good time. We put the pictures up on Facebook and are getting a lot of response from those. So I think everybody who participated yesterday, it was a big success and a lot of fun. So I hope everybody had as much fun as I had yesterday. Now, we've got a big event coming up Friday as well. So I want to make sure to mention this. Friday is National Donut Day. Now, this has been coming for a while. About 2 months ago, right after we moved into this studio, Terry Klein, who's been a longtime listener, called in and asked me if I had ever had Buckeye Donuts. And I said, I've never had a Buckeye Donut. Apparently, they're in downtown Columbus. So Terry said one morning he would get up early, go down and get some Buckeye Donuts, and bring them back here to the studio. Well, that sounded good. And then over time, I think Terry found out that June 4th is National Donut Day, which is this Friday. So he said, well, why don't we do it on National Donut Day? And I said, well, that sounds great. We'll do it Friday on National Donut Day. So this Friday, we will have the Buckeye Donuts, courtesy of Terry Klein. Now, as it stands, what we're going to do Friday, because it is National Donut Day, and because we will have these Buckeye Donuts for the first time, I'm going to get some donuts from two other places. Now, I'm not going to tell you the two other places until Friday. You're just going to have to tune in starting at 8:15. And what we're going to do is we're going to judge the donuts. We're going to have coffee and donuts here on Friday morning, and I'm going to bring in two or three people, and we are just going to have a taste test of these donuts. Now, the only one I'm going to tell you about is Buckeye Donuts, because you already know they're coming. But we're going to see if they really are better than two other selections of donuts that we will have here on Friday for the panel to judge. So get ready for National Donut Day on Friday here on WWGH Radio. That's going to be a really fun event. Now, I know who one of the judges is going to be already, but I'm not going to tell you until later in the week, because I want to confirm all three judges before we get to that. So that'll be happening Friday. Tune in for that to be sure. Today on this station, though, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on from 2:10 till 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 till 5 p.m., and they can tell you about their Memorial Day excursions. I know Linda went to an event yesterday, I think somewhere out of town, so maybe she'll talk about that a little bit on her program today. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on National Donut Day on Friday and the appearance of these Buckeye donuts? Has anybody ever had the Buckeye donuts? I understand they're very big and very good. Now, that's their claim to fame. Now, I guess being good is just in the eye or maybe in the mouth of the beholder. But size, apparently, is a big thing with a Buckeye donut. Does anybody know anything about the Buckeye donuts out of Columbus? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. That's 740-383-9944. Also remember, we learned this morning that Orchard Street over by the Harding Hotel is open again. The machinery and the fences are apparently open, and the street are gone, and the street is open at this particular time again. 740-383-9944. If you have anything you would like to add to the program this morning. Now, as I said, we're going to do the trivia again here this morning. Now, the trivia, this is kind of a hodgepodge trivia. It is food trivia, but it's kind of hodgepodge. So it's not necessarily all any kind of food. It's not necessarily dessert trivia. It's not necessarily anything like that. It's just trivia in general. And remember, how this will all work is you call in, you answer a trivia question, and I will write your name down, and then tomorrow morning, between 8 and 10, I will draw a winner, and you will get something that you cannot get in Marion. Guaranteed you would not be able to get it in Marion. Now, what we will do is if the winner does not want the prize tomorrow, which I think the winners are going to want these prizes, but if they don't, we'll just draw again. So it's good to get in the competition as many times as you would like. All right, let's go to question number one here this morning. Get this thing kicked off. Okay. What is the rarest color of M&M? What is the rarest color of M&M? Does anybody know that one? That's our first question in our big trivia cavalcade this morning. What is the rarest color of M&M? Or I guess how it's worded here, what is the rarest M&M color? Go ahead, caller.
Green.
Not green. Good guess, though. It is not green. What is the rarest M&M color? Not green. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 for a chance to get into the competition. What is the rarest M&M color? The rarest M&M color. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
What's that?
Chocolate.
Well, that's not a color, Bob. They're all chocolate.
Brown?
Yes, it is brown. We got it. You're in there, Bob. Thank you. All right, Bob Austin in there. It is brown. Brown is the rarest M&M color. Brown. All right. Let's go on to the... Oh, let's go here. Go ahead. Well, I think that caller must have... caller, get ready. Here comes another question. What is the common name for a dried plum? What is the common name for a dried plum? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the common name for a dried plum? Bob Austin in our competition this morning to win a prize. Common name for a dried plum. Go ahead, caller.
That would be a prune.
That would be a prune. You have got it. All right, let's get you in here, Ralph. You are in this morning. Did you do anything fun for Memorial Day?
Not kindly. I had to work on my car. My battery went dead.
Uh-oh, everything good now?
Yeah, everything's good shape.
Well, that's good to hear. Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah, bye.
All right, Ralph Thacker is in. A common name for a dried plum is a prune. That is right. All right, next question here. Now, this might be a hard one to get. We'll see. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? Now, obviously, big countries are just going to consume more chocolate. But per capita, which country consumes the most chocolate? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Switzerland?
It is Switzerland. How'd you know that?
Just a guess, because I've seen travel shows and different shows on chocolate and or traveling.
Well, I tell you, you
two together.
Now, did they say on those shows why Switzerland consumes so much chocolate?
Well, I think they make a lot of it there, so maybe that's it. I'm not sure.
They're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Tom Fout.
Tom Fout. Well, Tom, you are in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Tom Fout is in. Yes, it is Switzerland. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? It is Switzerland. All right, next question here. Now, this might even be more difficult than the last one. What is the name given to Indian food cooked over charcoal in a clay oven? Now, how about that? What is the name given to Indian food cooked over charcoal in a clay oven? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the name given to Indian food cooked over charcoal in a clay oven? All right, well, maybe somebody knows the answer here. We see the phone lighting up. Go ahead, caller.
That's an easy one, Scott. The tandoori, I believe, is what you want. Usually it's chicken, T-A-N-D-O-O-R-I, and the tandoor is the clay oven. I think that's what you're looking for.
Now, do you think anybody would have got that?
It's obvious to me, due to my love of ethnic food and missing of the Indian buffets that used to be plentiful in this great state. Maybe they'll come back. There's like two that are sort of semi-Indian buffets, but used to be close to a dozen of them. It's obvious to me. I mean, but it just depends what your palate would find pleasing. But I assume that's right. The tandoor is the oven, the clay oven, which is again chicken and other things that are cooked with said appliance.
Yes, it is a tandoori. You've got it.
Okay, have a nice day.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, so we got the tandoori. That is correct. All right, next question here. Now, this is a fun one. What was the first soft drink in space? How about this one? What was the first soft drink in outer space? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was the first soft drink in outer space? Now remember, you'll get in on the competition today, and then we will draw a name for the winner tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Coca-Cola.
It was Coca-Cola. We'll get you in there again, Bob. Thank you.
Yep,
Coca-Cola was the first soft drink in outer space. That is correct. All right, let's go on to the next question here. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world. Now, how about that one? That's a little more consuming, as it were. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? So not natural drink. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. We've got Bob Austin in twice this morning. Ralph Thacker's in. And Tom Fout is in the competition here this morning. This might be a stumper for people here. 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour here. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? Does anybody know this one as the morning goes along here? Now remember, everybody who's entered today will be eligible tomorrow. We'll draw a name out of a hat tomorrow, and you will get one of these rare prizes that I assure you, you cannot purchase in Marion. The winner will be drawn tomorrow morning between 8 and 10 a.m. Does anybody know this? What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? Most consumed manufactured drink in the world. 740-383-9944. Well, maybe this will be the stumper today, the stumper question. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Soda pop.
Not soda pop. Good guess, though. Soda pop is not the answer here that we're looking for this morning. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? Go ahead, caller. Oh, nope, not there. Caller took a hike on us there. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? The most consumed manufactured drink in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Vodka.
Not vodka. Good guess, though. Vodka is not the most consumed manufactured drink in the world. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? Go ahead, caller.
How about beer?
Not beer. Good guess. No beer this morning. The most manufactured drink in the world is what we're looking for. What is the most manufactured drink in the world? 740-383-9944. We've had some guesses, but no answers today. Go ahead, caller.
Is it soda?
Not soda. Good guess.
Okay.
Soda does not take the cake on this particular question. What is the most popular manufactured drink in the world? Go ahead, caller.
Could it be water?
Not water. Good guess, though. Water does not show up on the list today. The most manufactured drink in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Not whiskey.
Not whiskey. The most manufactured drink in the world is what we're looking for. Not whiskey. Most manufactured drink in the world. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about tea? Iced tea.
Tea. You have got it. I think that probably leans toward Great Britain on this. I think they make up for all the non-tea drinkers in the world.
Well, this is Tom Fout again. And there again, watching travel shows, it's a very common for people to offer you a drink in different countries, and it's always tea.
So
that's what I thought.
So all over the world, if you're going to get offered a drink, it's probably going to be tea.
More than likely.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I'll get you in again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tom Fout is now in for a second time, just like Bob Austin. Yes, the most common manufactured drink in the world is tea. So we've got Bob Austin in twice, we've got Tom Fout in twice, and now we've got Ralph Thacker also in the competition here for tomorrow. Okay, we have another question here, And let's see what it is. Oh, this, I love this question. What is the only edible food that never goes bad? Does anybody know that? What is the only edible food that never goes bad? See, the way my refrigerator operates, you have to know a question like this. What is the only edible food that never goes bad? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Crackers.
Not crackers. Good guess, though. Crackers, I guess, do go bad. What is the only edible food that never goes bad? The only edible food that never goes bad. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Not a cookie.
Not a cookie. Now, in my refrigerator, cookies never go bad, but a cookie is not the answer. The only edible food that never goes bad. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Honey.
Honey. Now, do we know why it is that honey does not go bad?
I really don't know, but I know that honey supposedly never, ever goes bad, even though it gets, you know, like, solid. You can stick it in some warm water, and it just dissolves back into liquid.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking, because I keep the, because I don't think you have to refrigerate honey.
No.
And I keep my honey up above the cabinet over the stove. And I noticed last time I was up there, because I haven't used it for anything, that it is kind of hard now.
Just stick it in some warm water, the bottle down in some warm water, and it'll liquefy again. Bees are amazing.
And we're doing away with all of them, apparently.
Well, hopefully not. We'll be in big trouble if we do.
We do. We got to keep an eye on that.
Yes, we do.
Well, I tell you, Mary, I got you down. Thank you.
Okie doke. Thanks, bye-bye. Scott.
All right, Mary's in. Yes, honey is the only edible food that does not go bad. It is honey. All right, here's another one. Here's a good one with summer right around the corner in 20 days. Which country invented ice cream? How about that? Which country invented ice cream? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which country invented ice cream? Now we've got Bob Austin in this twice, Tom Fout in twice, Ralph Thacker in, and now Mary Bickley in. Go ahead, caller.
China.
China, you got it. How'd you know that?
Just a guess.
Now, why would you think that China? And that would not roll off the top of my head.
Well, they've been around for centuries. You know, and I know fireworks was created, you know, by the Chinese. They create a lot of stuff. You know, their civilization's been around a lot longer than Europe and places like that.
That is true. All right, what's your name, sir?
Lee Dominey.
Lee Dominey. Well, Lee, you are in for the first time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now Lee Dominey is in here. Yes, it is China. China invented ice cream. So now we got Bob Austin twice, Tom Fout twice, Ralph Thacker, Mary Bickley, and Lee Dominey in the competition. Let's keep on going here. Now, okay, well, we'll go. Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? How about that? Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
That's got to be whiskey.
Not whiskey. No, not whiskey on that particular one. Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Rum.
Not rum. Good guess. It is not rum. Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be wine coolers?
Not wine coolers. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not wine coolers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are. Go ahead, caller.
Scotch.
Not scotch. Good guess. It is not scotch. Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? Go ahead, caller.
Vodka.
Not vodka. It is not vodka this morning. 740-383-9944. Hendrix, Larios, and Seagram's are some of the best-selling brands of which spirit? Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost our caller. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, looks like we've got the caller coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Gin.
Gin, you have got it.
Yep.
You know, I don't know that I've ever even had a glass of gin.
Oh, no, Tom Collins?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had one.
Yes, Tom Collins is great. I'm a gin drinker.
Now, what's in a Tom Collins?
Tom Collins is gin and sweet and sour and ice. Oh, boy, it's been a while since... It's a summer drink. I'm trying to think. It's basically gin and just a sweet and sour mix.
Now, is there a good place in town to go get a Tom Collins?
Well, I used to get them at the Shovel, but they closed. They made good ones.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. Yeah, tough when your favorite place closed like that.
Any good bartender knows how to make a Tom Collins.
Well, I appreciate it, Mary. I got you in again.
Okie doke.
The gin. Absolutely, it is gin. Okay, we're 57 minutes past the hour here, and we've got the whole next hour this morning. But let's go on to the next question here. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? How about that one? From which country does Gouda cheese originate? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? We've got Bob Austin in twice here, Tom Fout in twice, Ralph Thacker in, Mary Bickley in twice, and Lee Dominey here this morning on WWGH Radio. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? Go ahead, caller.
Germany.
Not Germany. No, Germany is not the correct answer on this one. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? The old Gouda cheese. 740-383-9944. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? All the cheese lovers out there this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Italy.
Not Italy. Italy is not the correct answer out there this morning. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? Which country does Gouda cheese originate? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Austria.
Not Austria. Austria is not the correct answer this morning. From which country does Gouda cheese originate? Which country does Gouda cheese originate? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be the Netherlands?
That is the Netherlands. Now, did you know that, or did you have to look that one up?
I looked it up.
That's okay. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Brenda Griffith, you're in this morning. Thank you for calling in. All right. Yes, which country does Gouda cheese originate? It is the Netherlands. Now, we've only got a minute left in this hour, so we'll come back and do this again next hour. So far, we've got Bob Austin in twice. We've got Ralph Thacker in. We've got Tom Fowd in twice. Mary Bickley in twice. Lee Dominey's in. And Brenda Griffith. But a whole lot more trivia coming up just right around the corner. We've still got three more pages of trivia here to get through this morning. If you answer the question right, you will go into a drawing, and tomorrow morning between 8 and 10 a.m. on this show, we'll draw out a winner, and you will get a prize that you cannot buy here in Marion from Amish country over in Sugar Creek from the trip that I took a couple weekends ago. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy at 2, Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4 today, and I'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely